Well, because X number of people obviously have access to classified information. In these type of operations, I think that number is limited, but it's still a fairly big number. It's spread out between the White House, the CIA, the FBI, other agencies. These leak investigations historically are very difficult to investigate. They're difficult to prove, and then even more difficult to prosecute people. I believe that one of the motivations in even launching these criminal leak investigations is to put the system on notice saying, look, if you leak information, we're going to come after you. And this is a case, Amanda, where the concern is, did it, as Director Mueller alluded to, affect both the use of this particular source that they obviously had to take out of Yemen, but maybe even more importantly, the other sources, because it is my belief they have a number with extremist groups in Yemen collecting some really vital information. Does it potentially compromise their ability to work and clearly their safety?
Also, Brad, the drug cartel war goes on in Mexico. Big headlines, 49 mutilated bodies dumped on a roadside, the latest headline we've seen. Why is the U.S. concerned with the continual escalation here?
Because of the seven drug cartels' involvement in the U.S. DEA and the U.S. Department of Justice have stated that virtually the drug cartels are in every city in the United States, operating their distribution networks, typically using local gangs to actually distribute the drugs. The estimations are that they make in excess of $16 billion a year off of drug sales in the U.S., launder over $40 billion. You're going to see and have seen an escalation in some violence by the cartels in the U.S., mostly focused in the Southwest. Tucson has a big-time problem with home invasions that's, I think, largely driven by drug cartels. So that is the big concern, that they are moving into our communities and now apparently are moving into rural and suburban parts of the U.S.